This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing you a brand new company. Name of the company is Stillwater Critical Minerals Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PGEZF. You can also find them up there on the TSX Venture, trading under the ticker symbol PGE. With us today is the company's president and CEO, Mr. Michael Rowley. Michael, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Glad to make our debut here.
Wonderful. I'm very happy to have you guys on the program. Before we get started in the Q&A, give me an about statement. What do you guys do over there at Stillwater?
Sure. Well, we're focused on advancing truly world-scale critical mineral supply in the U.S. from a district in the U.S. That has produced these commodities historically. Truly world-class geology. It's actually been quite a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Well, let's get right into it. I know you guys have a website out there, which I think is a really nice name. It's criticalminerals.com. Tell me about the company and your projects and how you feel that descriptive website address is, just warrants such a timely response to the current market.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we renamed the Stillwater Critical Minerals about a year ago, and that reflects our focus on critical minerals in that historic Stillwater district, one of America's best, actually, mining districts. We were Group 10 Metals before that. There was no consolidation of stock. It was a straight name change to reflect our growth. Our vision is to become a primary source of low-carbon battery and precious metals in the U.S., and we took a big step closer towards that goal with our second resource update. Second resource estimate, an update of our first one. And that was just a few months ago. 1.6 billion pounds nickel, copper, cobalt, 3.8 million ounces of platinum group elements, and gold. That's a world-class deposit and lots of room to grow it. We're blessed with a truly world-class team and with 100% ownership on a large portion of some of the absolute best geology in the world. And it happens to be in a U.S. district that's been producing critical minerals since before they were critical, which is remarkable. We're very much in a growth phase right now, and we're looking to add real value.
You just kind of talked about your team. Let's drill down into that a little more. Who do you have on your team driving this project forward? And I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what do you think's in store with that team working at your company for the next 6 to 12 months?
Sure. Yeah. Well, given the quality of the project and that Stillwater address in the Stillwater Igneous Complex, we've been able to attract a truly world-class team. I know everyone says that, but I think in our case, it really holds up. If you start with the board of directors, deep experience in navigating markets and advancing district-scale brownfields projects like we have at Stillwater to the development stage, right? From there, once we got the asset, we were able to bring back some local expertise. These two geologists who actually live locally and each have 20 years of experience in the district, that's rare and valuable. Wow. Most of all, oh yeah, that's tremendous actually, that depth of local experience. Most of all, about 13 months ago, we attracted two of Ivanhoe's top geologists from South Africa. Dr. Danny Grobler is our vice president of exploration. He was Ivanhoe's head of geology and exploration prior to that. He discovered and built their Platte Reef mine, which is a term you'll hear me use a little bit here. And he's going to lead this year's drill campaign for his first season with us as we look to grow the project. I really can't understate the importance of the addition of these two geologists enough. They each have 20 years of experience building these giant mines in the same geology in South Africa. That's why it's so relevant to us, and that's why it's so exciting as we advance this Platte Reef in Montana deposit model based on the geologic parallels that are very real. These guys could have gone anywhere, and they chose to join us because of that potential. So just for the benefit of your listeners, when we say Platte Reef, what we're really referring to is big bulk mineable nickel copper sulfide with platinum group elements. It's correct for where we are in the Stillwater Igneous Complex, and it has a direct parallel to the Bushveld Igneous Complex in South Africa. And that's why this is so relevant. If you look at Ivanhoe Mines' Platte Reef project, 8 billion pounds of nickel and copper, 95 million ounces of PGEs. Right next door to that is Anglo-American's Mogalakwena with greater quantities of metal. That's the scale of things that we're into, and it's actually borne out in Montana with the 100 million ounce deposit of our neighbor, Sibanye-Stillwater, and their producing mines. Very exciting stuff, and we're basically the right people at the right place at the right time. You asked about the coming 6 and 12 months. We're ramping up for an expansion drill campaign with a view to expanding those resources. We're going to focus on 3 of our deposit areas and focus heavily on high-grade nickel. Nickel sulfide too, which is what the markets and also the major mining companies are telling us to focus on. Longer term, we'll remain focused on growth. The project is showing us that it wants to get a lot bigger, but we will also start to wrap some metallurgy and other more PEA related studies around the asset as well.
I appreciate the clarification, Michael. You know, there's been a lot of turmoil and uncertainty just in general with markets, especially with junior mining. I know there's concerns of a looming recession. How affected are you by the vagaries of microeconomics, Fed policy, and so forth?
Sure. Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's apparent in the very thin trading volumes across the junior sector right now. We're less concerned with recession talk because the supply-demand fundamentals are so strong for our metals. It's more that concern about market and the general sentiment in the short term. And that's affecting our share price, of course, and our access to capital. But I'll touch on some of the conversations we're having afterwards. But back to fundamentals for a minute. The best way to summarize it, you know, Benchmark Mineral Intelligence does really good work. I just did their Gigafactory show in Washington, D.C. They've reported that we need 384 new mines of the typical size of these mines for nickel, copper, graphite, and lithium. There's a massive need for new metal to complete this transition to greener energy that we're currently undertaking. By their projections, recycling can cover maybe 10% of that once those technologies are proven and once the distribution problems are solved. So you're looking at a massive amount of new metal required. The second part to that story is where the demand is, and it's within continents now. We're in an age of onshoring. We're moving away from globalization. We're de-globalizing. And that's driven by rising tensions with China, of course, who controls the majority of supply of these commodities, Russia and others. That's why the U.S. has listed them 50 metals, actually, 50 commodities, as being critical. The U.S. took a major step with the Inflation Reduction Act last year, and that has effectively subsidized the entire U.S. supply chain for these energy metals, these critical minerals, from mining through to production and processing. Major mining companies are rapidly returning to the U.S. as a result, and just speaking from an operating point of view, it's frankly kind of hard to find drillers in the U.S. right now. As a result, Canada is keeping up with that. We've seen subsidies for Stellantis and VW, and the EU is following as well. The point is there's terrific interest in metal supply within continents, and for us that means within North America, and that's continued by not only major mining companies, which are approaching us on friendlier and friendlier terms, but also automakers, which I've never seen before. And there's a tip to your listeners. If you were at our booth in the big mining show in Toronto in March, you would have seen Mercedes-Benz, Hyundai, GM, you know, approaching us, worried about metal supply for the next 5 or 10 years. That is a paradigm shift. That is
no, truly
significant.
Wow.
That's a really good indicator of where this is going, right? And then look at the deals the majors are doing. They're finally writing checks on terms that are friendly to juniors. We're seeing lots of sub 10% equity positions. They finally don't need to have control of the asset and see majority. They're willing to play nice, and it's entirely driven by a fear of missing out. FOMO is kicking in among the big miners. They really want to tie up good assets like this and know that they've got that supply 5 and 10 years from now. You asked about the macro markets. That just creates opportunity. There are any number of really good companies on sale right now. Ross Beattie, one of the Renaissance men, self-made billionaire of the mining business, says that the juniors are in for explosive gains this year. And I believe that. I'm seeing it on the inside, and the majors have been making cash now for a couple of years, and they're finally coming to play nice with us. That always precedes a move by the juniors. In the short term, we're just smashed down along with a bunch of other junior stocks because of strength in the U.S. dollar and the lack of volume across the space, the broad risk-off sentiment. So many of us, in fact, virtually all of us, are down near 52-week lows. And it's not just us, and that creates a terrific buying opportunity, right? I mean, the fundamentals are strong, stronger than ever, yeah. So we're excited, and we invite your listeners to consider accumulating good companies at these prices and to reach out for us for more information. I hope we fit that bill.
Absolutely. Folks, I want to remind you, you've been listening to Michael Rowley. He is the president and CEO of Stillwater Critical Minerals Corp. Check them out. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PGEZF. They're also on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol PGE. I'll tell you what, Michael, I definitely want to get some progress, you know, as we go from that 6 month to 12 month time frame on updates that we were talking about earlier. But give me a takeaway from today. What do you want to leave the podcast listeners with from your first interview here?
Well, you know, one of our primary brokers here in Vancouver, I think, said it best earlier this year, that it just feels like everyone's waiting for the starting gun to go off, you know. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan were saying even last year that commodities are the place to be, and juniors within the commodity space are just a no-brainer now. I mean, a great number of companies will give you a multiple from here. We feel we're onto truly world-class stuff with a world-class team. We're in a producing district, in even an expanding mining district in the U.S., and that counts for a lot. Looking forward to what comes next, and please do reach out as well.
Absolutely, and I want to remind everybody at home, criticalminerals.com. That's criticalminerals.com. Michael, thank you so much for sitting down with us today.
You bet. Thank you, Kevin.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.